This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Juneteenth is this coming weekend. It commemorates the day, June 19th, 1865, when enslaved Africans in Texas finally learned of their freedom, years after the Emancipation Proclamation. And this year, for the first time, Washington will mark the day as an official state holiday. There are lots of events all week to celebrate. The Northwest African American Museum in Seattle has formed a gospel choir. It's called the African American Cultural Ensemble, or ACE for short. Right now, it's 10 people, and their debut performance will be on video tomorrow evening as part of celebrations with other museums around the country. They'll be singing the song Ooh Child, made famous in 1970 by the Five Stair Steps. I met up with the director of the ensemble, Jason Turner, who told me how he chose the song.
When you think about a song that would fit the current mood of what's happening in society today, social injustice, a lot of racial injustice, a lot of civil rights being, not appreciated. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on in this country, but, it's really polarized. And on top of that, there's COVID. I'm thinking of a song that can be a song of hope, a song that can help people kind of refocus and think in the direction of a better tomorrow. And so I said, well, what song would that be? And so I kind of went through and I was thinking and I said, okay, I knew that Edwin Hawkins, who was Walter Hawkins and Edwin Hawkins, he wrote Oh Happy Day, but he had done a cover of a song called Ooh Child. And then I found out that it was written by a gentleman who presented that song to the Five Stair Steps. And the Five Stair Steps made that song popular. They put it on the top 40.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
This was a big hit in 1970. Were the Five Stair Steps singing about the same thing you're singing about? Was what was in their mind when they were singing this different than what's in your mind?
I believe so, yes. They were definitely talking about, in that time, just coming out of the 60s, out of the civil rights movement, and there was still a lot of police brutality happening in the 70s, and especially in your major metropolitan areas. And so I really do believe that a lot of that message had a lot to do, because if you look at the lyrics, it's... we'll get it together and we'll get it all done when the world is much lighter and when the world is much brighter. So those lyrics really reflect the need for change.
There's hope in those lyrics. There's hope in that song. And I have seen a lot of joy in the videos I've seen of your group performing it. I mean, it's just you exude joy when you perform this.
Absolutely. If you look at the video, you'll see like a child who's kind of looking kind of depressed, and we're singing to the depressed children. We're saying, ooh, child, things are going to get better. Things are going to get easier.
Is that the message of Juneteenth?
That is the message of Juneteenth, because if you look at the enslaved Africans who didn't get the message that they were free for 2 or 3 years or sometimes even longer, when they found out, they were joyous. And they celebrated, and so they were like, "Oh, freedom! We're finally free." It's a little late, but we're still going to celebrate. We're still going to be hopeful for the future. We certainly hope that this means change.
Someday we'll walk in the rays of the beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
What does it feel like to be singing, in communion with other people? Describe the feeling for me.
We had done the rehearsals and all that stuff, and people were pretty happy during the rehearsals and stuff. And, it's hard to gauge, especially when you got a new group of people. You don't know, who's feeling good or who's not and all that kind of good stuff. But man, when we did that one outdoor segment that you see on the video, everybody, it was a nice, beautiful day outside. The sun was shining. The neighbors were out. The people were outside playing.
We'll walk in the rays of the beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
And if you're tired.
It's very joyous and it's very exhilarating. More so, I think, than even singing pop. You know, pop is fine and there's a lot of excitement there. But I don't know if it's the same kind of spiritual connection that you get when you're singing inspirational music or gospel. And can I just say the word gospel doesn't always necessarily have a religious connotation. The word gospel means good news. So, our message is to, and our goal is to inspire people from all walks of life.
Is there a part of the song, Ooh Child, that is your favorite?
Well, I did the rap, so that was kind of a fun part. But the part of the song that really gets me is the end, when they say right now. So, because, oh, child, things are going to get better. Things are going to get easier. But when? That right now just flows out, and then Josephine Howell comes in with her little ad lib at the end.
Right now, it's all up to you. You can make it happen. Right now, come on and join me. Right now, I know.
And it's just wonderful. So that would definitely be my favorite part of the song, the ending, when they say right now.
Jason Turner, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Jason Turner is museum educator and tour guide for the Northwest African American Museum in Seattle. He's also the director of the museum's new gospel choir, the African American Cultural Ensemble.